You're listening to The Positive Professional with me, Tracy Yvonne.
Thanks for tuning into another episode. Today I'm going to talk about something that's very common, and that's learning how to practice self-love. When you're trying to practice self-love, you're going to run into a few obstacles along the way. And these can really derail your progress if you aren't prepared. By being aware of the common obstacles, you can take steps to prevent them. So let's take a look at some of the most common obstacles that people face when trying to practice more self-love. So one major obstacle to self-love is toxic people. If you're surrounded by people who drain your energy and have a negative outlook, you're going to struggle to practice self-love. So surround yourself with positive and healthy relationships. Now, while all relationships go through hard times, for the most part, they should lift you up and make you feel positively about yourself. So if you have relationships which cause you more misery than happiness, now is the time to start taking a step back and focusing on healthier and happier relationships. After all, you'll struggle to love yourself if you're surrounded by people who make you feel bad. Another big barrier to practicing self-love is feelings of guilt and selfishness. It is common to feel like self-love is selfish, and this can lead to feelings of guilt when you attempt to focus more on yourself. You need to understand the importance of self-love and its necessity to your health and well-being. It certainly isn't selfish, so you shouldn't feel guilty for trying to love yourself more. Another obstacle is needing to be perfect. Perfectionism is a major obstacle to self-love. While a little perfectionism can be a good thing, especially in business, it could lead to disappointment, frustration, and unhappiness. When you feel like everything must be perfect, you aren't going to be happy when you fall short. So try and let go of the need to be perfect and understand what draws your perfectionism and identify your triggers. Remember, nobody's perfect, not even you. And finally, another barrier is not understanding how to love yourself. Many people don't fully understand what self-love means. They mistakenly think it's about doing things you want to do rather than what you need. Self-love isn't just about treating yourself. It's about making sure you are fulfilling your needs. So these are just some of the common obstacles of self-love that you should be aware of. By being aware, you'll be able to figure out how to overcome them if they do arise. Finding people you trust and who build you up is a big part of being able to practice self-love. However, don't forget to be your own personal cheerleader too.
Thanks for joining me today. I look forward to you tuning in to another episode. Make sure that you've subscribed to this podcast and don't forget to click the like button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe and be well.